Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. For the next 2 weeks, California will not be taking any new unemployment claims, as KLW's Ben Trefney reports. The timing's tough. More than 2 million Californians are currently out of work.
Officials said the move is an effort to prevent fraud and reduce a backlog of unprocessed claims. Nearly 600,000 people haven't been paid for more than 3 weeks now. Californians already in the unemployment system are not expected to see an interruption in their payments. But the EDD, that's the Employment Development Department, it's asking people who haven't yet filed claims to share contact info so the department can catch up with the new backlog after the 2 weeks are up. The two-week pause was recommended by a team appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom in July. Their job is to help the EDD work better. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
And this observation from Associated Press this morning, Kamala Harris is poised to become a leading figure in the Democratic opposition to President Donald Trump's Supreme Court pick. The California senator is in a unique role following the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday. Not only is she Joe Biden's running mate, she's also a member of the powerful Senate Judiciary Committee, which would hold a hearing on Trump's nominee. A highly anticipated confirmation hearing would give Harris a massive political platform to demonstrate her skills and articulate the campaign's message that Ginsburg's successor should not be chosen until after the election. California Governor Gavin Newsom and says the state is taking small steps forward to contain two threats that continue to harm Californians: wildfire and coronavirus. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero explains.
There are 27 major wildfires still burning in California. They've burned millions of acres, around 22 times more than the acreage consumed at this time last year. Newsom says the large fires are slowly being contained.
Now five of the top 10 most impacted wildfires in our state's history are continuing to burn, though with real progress on some of those larger complexes.
Newsom says smoke from fires and the heat wave prevented people from getting tested for coronavirus. But now he says testing is slowly on the rise again and positivity rates are going down. Still, Newsom says there's a potential threat later this year. The flu and COVID-19 could create a twindemic. He says if the flu isn't also taken seriously by the public, hospitals could become overwhelmed. To help avoid that, he says, get a flu shot. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Starting this week, census takers are grabbing reflective vests, face masks, and flashlights and heading out at night to count homeless people for the 2020 census. Over 3 days and nights, groups of census takers are going to shelters, soup kitchens, and other places across the U.S. where people who experience homelessness often gather. Delayed for 6 months by the global pandemic and complicated further by natural disasters, it is one of the most difficult logistical operations the U.S. Census Bureau undertakes. Some 49,000 locations have been identified across the U.S., including more than 33,000 outdoor encampments, 10,000 shelters, and 5,000 soup kitchens.